My name is Sophie Vrind. I'm the hotel manager here at Athens Walls and a general hotel manager for Athens Walls Hotel and Anemi Hotel in Folegandros. The hotel opened from the 1st of April this year. Okay. It has 21 rooms and it's a member of Design Hotels and it's going really well. It's the second, let's say, property hotel of the Anemi Hotels chain, and most probably a third one will be coming up within the next 2-3 years in a different part of Greece.
But Sophie, I mean, that's a really brave decision to build a hotel, you know, to open a hotel at the moment with the economic crisis. So what inspired that?
That's true. On the other hand, I think that the strongest part still in Greece that is still working is the tourism part. I think that the strong businesses, the strong companies, do have a very good chance to survive. The ones that are, how can I say that easily, not going to survive are the ones that are not strong. That's what usually happens during a economic crisis.
So what are the strong points here of Athens Walls Hotel?
The strong points are, first of all, the location. There's no other boutique small hotel within, close to the city, Plaka area, within walking distance. Mm-hmm. They're not. There are a few new ones opening close in the area now. It seems to be an upcoming new trend. The second point, I think, is that this building used to be an apartment building, a luxury apartments building, and it has changed to a hotel. Although not everything has changed. For example, the rooms are quite spacious. Still, I think they give a homey feeling to it, like going to an apartment, like going home. It doesn't really give a hotel feeling. That's what I get back as a feedback from the guests, as well as the balconies are quite large, which is very difficult to find in a city hotel.
Yes, I mean, definitely, that's very true, and it's something I really noticed, and the balconies are huge.
Yes.
Is that the case? Tell us what kinds of rooms, what types of rooms you have.
We have the first room type is the classic room. The classic room is our smallest room type, which start from 28 square meters until 30, which isn't small at all.
Do they have a balcony?
They have a balcony as well. They are on the back side, though, from the building, and they've let the court. They see the courtyard. On the other side, we have the deluxe room and the residence suite, which both have pedestrian view, pedestrian street view. Ionisiera Pagita, which is one of the famous streets here in Athens. And going upwards, we have the Athens Walls suite. That's the one you're staying in with Acropolis view. And next to it, we have the Deluxe Superior suite, which has also Acropolis view. And going upwards to this suite, which is Hellenic suite, which has a huge balcony of 50 square meters with a couch, sofa outside on the balcony. And I think that's where really one can understand also the name of the hotel. If you lay down there on the couch, you have amazing view towards the Acropolis. It's like you can already touch the Acropolis. And then you can actually see how the Athens used to be.
Well, Sophie, you just read my mind because I was going to ask you about
the name. What does it mean? Yeah, that's it. We're in a new hotel, in a modern hotel, in a modern design hotel. But at the same time, you can have a glimpse, a small feeling of perhaps imagine how Athens used to be, how Athens was.
Mm. So can you just tell us who designed the hotel? Is it a local company?
The construction company is called Epilogik Tirion Kapavenakopoulos, which is a Greek company who builds a lot, has a lot of construction in the Kolonaki area here in Athens. And then they opened, as I previously already mentioned, the first hotel. For Legondos, the second hotel now in Athens, and who knows, if everything goes well, another property, another hotel somewhere else. Because of the economic crisis, the construction companies don't go so well for the last few years here in Greece. So that's why I think they also took the turn towards the tourism sector, which is going much better at the moment. And the interior designer is Stavros Papayannis. And Stavros Papayannis has also designed Anemi Hotel in Folegandros and also the Athens Walls.
Okay. Just one last question, Sophie. So guests are coming here, they're going to stay. We hope they're going to stay for more than a few nights because it is a perfect base for getting around in Athens.
Yes.
Really, you know, you just literally walk out the door and the Acropolis is just there. It's quite amazing. But what would you suggest for people who are staying here? So you have the restaurant here, but would you suggest a few places where people should go in the evening or to eat or...
We do suggest a couple of places here in the neighbourhood. There are not too many places. There are a few places. Of course, I always start with our own rooftop, which has we have a restaurant and bar on top of the seventh floor with an amazing view. But of course, travellers also want to see something of the city. So we have a couple of restaurants we mention here at the reception with... Concierge, and that starts from the seaside. From you want me to actually say names, for example, Varulko. Mm-hmm. There's another restaurant here somewhere, not very close, but it's Spondi. I mean, these are the best places here in Athens. And usually, our visitors, our guests that come here, already have read something concerning these restaurants. They already know, and they just would like to know from the receptionist or from the concierge person. Is it really good? Should we really go? And they've already looked up where they wanted to go. So I think that today's traveller is not somebody that just goes somewhere out of the blue. Today's traveller is a traveller that has already knows where he or she is going. They have read about it. They have read comments, reviews about the places. So there's not a lot to add from our side.
Thank you very much, Sophie.
You're welcome. It was nice to meet you. Thank you.